Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
The spiritual microscope at our words, the power that's in what we say. How are you one of those people who tend to just go through life and allowing everything to just roll off your tongue, you know, just say what you think and say what you feel and just say it with no reservations and haven't taken time to really learn the power of words? I don't think any of us really grasp the uniqueness that we are and the words that we speak. In the Bible, in the book of St. John, chapter 1, John begins to write concerning the word. And I know many Christians call the Bible the word of God, but we're going to break that up today so that you can see that there is no way we can reduce God to 66 books and bind him with leather. The Bible is an instrument, a very excellent one, of the character of God, the direction of the way God thinks, the fruit of the Spirit, the life of Jesus. It gives us a glimpse into his years. And keep in mind that it's missing 18 years of his life from the age of 12 to the age of 30. We don't see that in the Bible. So that's in history, but not in the Bible. It speaks of Jesus and his walk, but we cannot call the Bible the word of the word. It is scripture given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So it speaks of God and it inspires us to want to grow and to know God and to have a relationship with him, but it is not God. So St. John in the first chapter reads this way, and I'm reading from the Amplified. You can choose whichever Bible version you want to read from. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word. So before all time was the Word. The Bible was not before all time. The Word was before all time. So that's enough to pause, calmly pause and think about it, to begin to allow ourselves to look at this thing differently. The Word was before all time, and the Word was Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was continually existing in the beginning, yes, co-eternally with God. The Word, who is he, was always and always shall be, was before creation, was before God spoke and said, let there be, and there was. The Word was already there. Now, we're going to go on a journey today, and I believe it's going to help all of us to understand who we really are in the image of God, being created in his image, and how this word all ties in together. Because until we identify with God, we will not be walking in the faith of God. We cannot relate to God until we identify with him. So in this lesson today, we look at the word as a living, breathing entity, and the word is Christ. Now that's our foundation, to begin to look at the word as the living, breathing entity, the representation of who God is in the earth. The word is alive. And as we continue our journey, beginning with St. John chapter 1, he says that all things were made by him, were made and came into existence through him. Who? The word. All things were made and came into existence through the word, who is Christ. Yes. And without him, not anything was made that has come into being. Anything that has come out of nothing, everything that came into being has come because of the word, has come because of the Christ, the manifestation of God in the earth. In him was life. Who are we speaking of? We're speaking of the word. We're speaking of Christ, who's the same, who's the exact same one. The word and Christ are one. In him was life and the power to bestow life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower it or appropriate it or absorb it and is receptive to it. Christ, the Word, who came into the world to manifest the light in the midst of darkness. And the darkness could not receive the Word. Those who were not illuminated, those who were not receptive, could not receive the living, breathing, walking, talking Word. So here is John the Baptist, one who was the forerunner for Jesus Christ, who came to say, make way, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is within reach. And so he's out and he's preaching that Christ is coming. He was the light, but he was not the light. He was representative of the light. He was not that light, but he bore witness of that light. And he's told them that the true light was coming. He was preaching, but he was not the word. He was speaking that the word was coming to pass. He was in the world, and through him, the world was made by Christ. So John was preaching this and telling people to prepare. St. John, the 11th verse says, he came to that which was his own, that which belonged to him, his world, his creation, his possessions. Jesus came to his own possession. He came to that which he had created, because the word was where? With God, and the word was God. Was in the beginning with God. So in Genesis chapter 1, when the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the world was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. When God said, the word took over and the word manifested. Because when what comes out of God's mouth, it does not return void. It does not return unaccomplished. It does what it's supposed to do. He sent his word, and his word came back heavens and earth. Now listen closely, because I want you to get this today so that you can be illuminated in your minds and understand, as co-creators with God and as those who have been created in the image of God after his likeness and after his kind, whatever the character of God is, we have access to that same character. You see, our problem is not that we are insignificant. Our problem is that we don't realize how significant we are in this world and how valuable we are in the kingdom of God. We really haven't tapped into it as a species, as human beings. We have no idea of the magnitude of the power that is resident within us, because we're so busy outside playing these other games, like little children playing in this field, not realizing we own the field. That's another subject. So the word is here, manifesting earth, manifesting creation, manifesting everything. Now, let's take a look. Don't lose your place in St. John chapter 1 there. But let's take a look in the book of Genesis. And as we see through creation here in the first chapter of Genesis, we begin to discover some things about the handiwork of God and how he began to form things that were not and began to create something out of nothing because of his word. You see, we are so powerful. We have not even tapped into how powerful our words are. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we are about to explore and experience some things that is going to blow our own minds. I really do believe that. I believe that God is doing some things in the earth right now, shaking some things up, and turning some things around. I'm not moved by Washington, D.C., regardless of who's in the presidency, who's the president. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we have a relationship with God and that we understand who he is. And when we know who he is, when we raise up, when we lift up J.C., he overrides everything in D.C. I'm a believer in that. I totally get that. But as we look in Genesis, well, you know, I'm a minister. I'm a woman of faith. So, you know, I just kind of jump all over the place sometimes, but we'll get back on course here. In the book of Genesis, let's take a look in Genesis 1, because I want you to take a look at this. It is good stuff, girls and boys. It's really good. I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. In Genesis chapter 1, and again, it doesn't matter which version of the Bible you use, as long as you use the one that you understand. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. I mentioned that scripture earlier. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be what? Light. And then what happens next? When God spoke, what happened? There was light. That's the power of word. When God speaks, word goes to work. St. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So God so loved that he gave his son, he sent his word. He brought his word into the earth because he was moved by love. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Yes, yes, and yes. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and he divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above. And on and on and on, he continues the process of creation, continues. And the earth was bringing forth grass and herb yielding seed. This is the word at work, ladies and gentlemen. Had God not opened his mouth, there would have been no manifestation of heaven and earth. Do we understand that? We get that, right? And then he says something here in the few verses down. If you continue to scroll or continue to turn the pages there, you'll see that, let's go to verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament, open space. And God created whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly. This is because of the word being spoken. There was increase, multiplication. You see life being formed here because the word was at work. God saw that it was good. Everything that God said, God had. And in verse 22, and God blessed them saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let fowl multiply in the earth. And then on the fifth day, and that was the fifth day, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. You see, the word keeps working. All through that first chapter, we see the word at work, that when God is speaking, the word is responding. When God so loved the world, the word responded in the form of Christ Jesus. When God speaks, yes, yes, and yes, the word is responding. And then in verse 26, I want us to read that. I was really trying to get to that, wanting to get to this verse. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them. You notice he says our, plural, my southern dialect may be messing with you guys. After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle. So he says, we're going to make man in our image. Plurality here. So it's not God singular, it's God plural. What is he talking about? You, the Father, the Word, the Spirit are creating mankind. In our image, the Father, the Word, the Spirit are creating the Word, are creating mankind in our image, and our likeness, and our kind. Let them have dominion. Let them have authority. Let them have power. Let them have the say-so. Hello, hello, hello. Let them have the say-so over the fowl of the air. Everything else I've created up until this point, I've created. But this being that I'm creating now, we are creating now, Father, Word, and Spirit are creating now. We're creating so that this creation can have ultimate power over everything else that has been created. And you notice that he says, they're saying, in our image, meaning the same authority. Hello, somebody, amen, church. The same authority, the same power, the same dominion, the same access to everything they can now have, because they have been created not just similar, not sort of like, not almost. They have been created in the image and likeness of the one who is doing the creating. Hello? The one who is doing the creating created mankind to continue to do the creating. Hello, somebody. To increase, to have dominion, to multiply. And you know, we have been doing that. We've been doing it, but we've been running amok with it. We have been creating things that have been biting us in the butt. We've been creating things that have come out to hurt us. We've been creating bombs to destroy ourselves. We've been creating bad food to kill ourselves. We've been creating things that we have the power to create because of what God has given mankind, because we did not access the relationship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, we've been operating under the spirit of Antichrist, as against Christ, against his wisdom, against his knowledge, against all that he is, because we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Well, I am excited about this teaching today because I believe it's going to illuminate your mind. I believe it's going to transform us so that we can learn that we are the very thing that God created in Genesis 1. We still have access to that today. You may not have a relationship with God right now, but ladies and gentlemen, it is our prayer that as you hear this teaching, you realize your own worth, your own value, and you will access that power that is resident within every person, every person. Doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, you have access to the same power that God had available to the Father, the Word, and the Spirit in the book of Genesis. I'll be right back after this intentional message.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
So in Genesis, we've discovered, and as God, the Father, the Spirit, the Word are working together, collaboratively, creating, that whatever the Father spoke, it was his word that went to work. We see quite the evidence of that in the New Testament. As the Father spoke, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen this Father. So you can't separate the Father from the Son, because the Son represents the word of God. So as God spoke, the word went to work. That's the power of word. That as God is speaking, the word is activated and creation is taking place. And when he said in Genesis 1 and 26 and 7, or in 26, he says, and let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. I always say, God gave me dominion over creeps. He gave me power over all the creeps that creep upon the earth, wherever they creep from. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God created he him, Male and female created he them. So male and female created in the image of God. And so what is God created in the image of God? God is spirit. So we are all spirit beings. We have a soul and we live in a body. So we're not these bodies. We're bigger than that. That's why when spirit leaves the body, the spirit keeps on living. The spirit is still alive. So death is not even a reality. It's not a reality. It's just an exit. It's just an exit chamber. It's just a way of continuing to live without the restrictions that we have in these bodies. Amen. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, he created them. And then what God does next is wonderful. The Bible says in Genesis 1 and 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, you be fruitful, boys and girls, you be fruitful, and I'm going to multiply you, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the air. Upon the earth. So we've got dominion over the airways. Amen. That's why I'm here. I am here on your faith-based intentional show here, right on, here on America Out Loud, because we're taking dominion over the airways. We're raising the standard, raising the bar, bringing hope alive for real. Amen. We're causing people to think again, go back and take another look at how we're living our lives. And then in verse 29, he says, and God said, behold, look here, y'all. That's what behold is. I have given you every herb-bearing seed. I've given it to you. I've given you the power to speak worlds into existence. That makes me, I am so excited about this teaching. I have given you the power to keep on reproducing, to keep on bringing forth, to keep on making it happen. I'm giving you the power over every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Now, I know that sounds like, well, I don't understand all that language, but okay, let me just tell you this. God gave his creation, i.e. us, authority over everything that's on the outside of ourselves, everything that's on the inside of ourselves. There are no worlds that God did not give us authority over. I know that's huge, right? It stretches our minds. It stretches our thinking to a place that we can never go back to thinking in those low places, because it stretches us to think in higher places, that God has given us the authority to think bigger, to dream bigger, to do more. However, we must align ourselves with what is truth and not what's going on the external. If we're ever going to change the world, we have to change our words. Yes, yes, and yes. If we're ever going to see a shift in society, we have to have a shift internally. It's not about what the president is doing. It's about what the resident inside of you is doing. We cannot be part of the problem. We must bring forth the solutions as children of the Most High God, sons and daughters of the divine creator, the source of all life, because he is resident within us. He said, every beast of the air, every fowl of the air, everything that creeps upon the earth belongs to us. And nothing can hinder us, stop us, bind us, keep us from moving forward. We're like that train that's passing through. Nothing can keep us from reaching our destination. Even though some things may get in front of that train, guess what? Some things have in the past. Some people, some cars, some trucks, some things thought that they could get across in front of that train. Just like situations in your life today may think that they can get in front of you and block you, bind you. Maybe it's people who've treated you bad. Maybe it's situations and circumstances that you feel are beyond your control that have taken a leap over you. But I am here to tell you, when you begin to take a hold of this faith message that's resident here today to be released into you, that you will be just like that train that went through. It you will be unstoppable. Shout to yourself, I am unstoppable. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, you are bigger than what's in front of you, what has appeared to be in front of you. You can annihilate it, knock it out of your way, keep on moving. He said he's given us everything. And then he says this, I like the way he sealed it. He said, it's so. It was so. It was done, over with, it's finished, it's good, you've got it now. Because Father spoke, the word went to work and made it come to pass. The Spirit of God gave birth to it. God saw that everything that he had made, and he said, look, it's very good. And this was the sixth day. So the heavens and the earth were finished, and all things, the stars, the moon, the sun, everything was done. And the Bible says on the seventh day, God rested. I'm going to teach you about having the rest. So God blessed the day. He blessed that he had created. He released the blessings upon man and woman to go forth and continue to speak word, to create, because that's where the creation came from. It came from spoken word. It came from divine assignment. When we speak, we are speaking creative power. When we speak, we are causing that which appeared to be nothingness to come out of the spirit world into the natural world. And so we give birth to what we're thinking about and what we're speaking about. That is why confessions and affirmations, positive confessions and positive affirmations, are extremely powerful. Not only speaking the words, but actually having a relationship with the word, amen, the spiritual word, to give birth to those things in the natural. Oh, I know those things do get in front of the train, but they cannot remain. Amen. May slow you down. You may have to stop and think about it, but then you get back on track and you remain on course. Why? Because there's a destiny, there's a purpose, there's a mission for your life, and nothing and no one can stop you. It must be a personal decision to receive it. And we want to learn and grow up, so that we will no longer be caught in the mix of these things stopping us all of the time. And they're our own words that are coming to confront us. And we don't like those words when they come back. So think about what you're saying before you say it. Really, seriously. Think about what you're thinking about. We did that teaching on the energy bar. Remember that? Think about what you're thinking about. Think about these things, because as you begin to think about them, you are processing and musing. You are giving birth to the next physical thing in your life, the next material thing. Yes, we are. You may be sick in your body. You may have financial struggles. You know, it's like it appears to me that everybody's got something. Even if it appears that everything is so rosy on the outside, they're dealing with another issue. They're dealing with children issue, or they're dealing with friends or a divorce or whatever. People are going through problems. People have problems. Yes, yes, and yes. But the solutions are right inside of us. The solutions are there. So we tap into this. Now, I wanted to lay this foundation for the rest of the story today here on Intentional. I wanted to lay this foundation because I realized that when I say to you that you do have power in your words, that they are extremely productive, and the words that you speak are spirit, and they are life. And when they go out just as the word of God went out and caused worlds to be formed. Your words are going out and causing your worlds to be formed, giving birth to things. Yes, yes, and yes. And when we give birth, we're like mothers in the delivery room. We're giving birth, and not all babies look good. I'm sorry, not every baby is cute. They may be precious and a blessing, but they're not all cute. We don't like the things that we deliver all of the time. So, and the mother cannot go back into the doctor and say, yeah, give me another baby, exchange this baby is not so cute. what the mother does is learn to love what they have. Now, giving birth is not, I understand, it is not easy for most women. However, the process is still the same. There must come a breaking. There must come a breaking of the water. And the Bible says the water, the word, is the, we must be washed with the word. We must have the washing of the water by the word of God. And who is that? That is Jesus. The Holy Spirit is our baptizer in the word. The word is alive. The word is Jesus Christ himself. And when we have been washed in that word begins to break forth in us and allows us to be immersed in the Spirit of God and allows the manifestation of what is beautiful, what is awesome, what is good. And not everything that we get is exactly what we ordered. But let me tell you, it is the blessing of God. Just like that little baby, it is a blessing of God. We can nurture it and still cherish it and grow to love it. And God will honor that because we chose to allow him to bring it into fruition and not trying to build our own lives. How many of us have started out trying to do it ourselves and wore ourselves out? We're trying to speak someone else's words over our lives, pray their prayers like it's magic and let it happen. Nah, that doesn't work. You know, the simplest of prayers to me are the most powerful. And I taught this in our Wake Up and Pray group. We host that every Wednesday morning at 6:30 Central Time. We are in a prayer room, and you guys will have to get that information and join our Wake Up and Pray group. And we have, I spoke this and I said the simplest prayers are those that we pray when we're in desperate need. And it's an almost accident, or almost something almost happened. And this is the prayer we pray, and we don't use it enough. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Oh, yeah. I remember having an almost accident. You know what I mean? Almost went off the road or car almost hit that car. And I remember had other people in the car with me. And as I went off to the side, veered to the side in this particular incident, I all I could say was, Jesus. You know, and that was a prayer. It was a prayer. Why? Because Jesus saved me. That was a prayer. I don't know what your prayers are like, but I'm here to tell you they don't have to be formal. They don't have to be pretty. They can be some real ugly prayers with, you know, tears flowing and, you know, your face looks, you know, how we can look when we're really crying. And you you look like that and you're saying, Lord, save me, help me. Those are powerful prayers. Don't think that God is this formal being saying, oh, you better come to me in your best suit. You better come to me in your nice dress and your high heels. You got to come to me with looking pretty. No way. You come to him just the way that you are. Because when you approach God, he's already met you before you even got to him. He's already gone ahead of us and done the work for us. So having this relationship with him and understanding what God did in Genesis and what Jesus has done in the New Testament helps us to build a relationship with word, helps us to build a relationship with reverencing our own words and our own thoughts and honoring them to the point that we know that what we think and what we say are prayers being made, and what we see coming to pass is what we have brought into fruition. And the way we change it is to change our words, reform our words, and we'll reform our world, just as the Father did in the book of Genesis. So Dr. Faye, how do you know we have that kind of power? Look at your life and think about what you were thinking about over the years. Look at your life. Think about the words you have been speaking over yourself for the past few years and see if you have not given birth to those things. But you don't have to stay there. I'm the queen of transformation. We can get you unstuck and mobilized and moving forward by the grace and power of God. You do not have to stay stuck, darlings.
Our goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
That God is changing the way the world looks through us, you and I. Aren't you glad we're a team? We're on the same team. Yeah, we got the hook up with Jesus. Amen. So we can really do this, ladies and gentlemen. We can shift the consciousness. We can change the culture. We can raise up a new society, re-energize and remobilize the planet. Because when we recognize the works of Jesus, we begin to raise our own energy. We begin to raise the bar so that people will want more of what we're sharing right here on America Out Loud. Every day, there's positive news going out. And then there's not so news like Nozzlehead 6. You want to definitely tune into that. But listen, as we continue this teaching today, look at St. John again for me, would you? Go over to St. John, because I want to share this other passage of scripture. I'm sharing with you how the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And look, the word is Jesus, the word is Christ. So look at this verse. It says in verse 12 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "For but to many as did receive and welcome him, he gave them the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God." Yes, he did. That is to those who believe in and trust in, rely on his name, who were born not of blood, not the natural conception, nor of the will of the flesh, the physical impulse, nor of the will of man, that of a natural father, but of God. Did you hear that? We've been born of God. We've been born of God. Man, that gets me excited. And in my new book, Our Father's DNA, that you can find on my network page, it's the Kindle edition there, but you can also get the paperback. We've been born of the blood of God. We have God's DNA. It's called our father's DNA. We have God's DNA. That's exciting to me. So how can I fail when I have father's DNA? When I have the same DNA that formed worlds. Hey, I have the same DNA that formed worlds into existence. Jeez, we need to take a day off and think about that. Take an entire day off to just think about the power that is resident within us, that we have that power that formed worlds into existence. My gosh. And once we meditate upon that, we'll realize, my God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm not behind in anything. I have all things that pertain unto life and godliness currently operative in my life. So I've not been born by my mama and daddy. Yeah, they in the flesh, yeah. But being born again changes all that. I'm not looking for my ancestry DNA. I know the stories my papa told me. I know the stories my mama told me. But I want the stories my father tells me. My father who created all things. Those stories, the stories that caused nations to tremble and worlds to change, that caused men to give all for the sake of God. And yes. You know, let me throw this in here for free. Regardless of how much wealth you may have achieved, or what you call wealth, money, how rich you may be, how many friends you have, or what kind of house or car you may drive, I got news for you. Everybody goes out of this place the same way. The rich, the poor, the wealthy, the educated, all leave the same way. But for the living in God, they continue to thrive. They continue to live an eternal life that's beyond worlds that we've created. Isn't that beautiful? So we've not been born of man, but born again of God. That is divine and supernatural birth. We are born of our Father. And we have his DNA. We've been transformed, renewed, and sanctified because of what Jesus did. And John continues to write in St. John 1 and chapter and verse 14. He says, and the word Christ became flesh. There you go. There you go. Genesis said it. And now St. John is saying it. The word Christ became flesh. The word put on flesh and lived among us. And we actually saw his glory. Glory as belongs to the one and only begotten Son of the Father. Wow. Son of the Father is the word. We are the sons and daughters of God. We are the word that God has made flesh in the earth. And he is wanting us. I know it gives you chills. And it gives you chills. He wants us to go forth and be productive, to increase. I know the desire to have more is the God desire. That's not hedonistic or wicked to want more. That's not what I'm saying when I tell you that everybody goes out the same way. I'm not saying that God doesn't want you to have anything. The desire to increase and multiply, we've established that from the book of Genesis. The desire to have dominion and authority and power and rule and reign is coming from God. He's made us kings and priests unto himself. He's called us a peculiar people, not weird, a peculiar people. Yes, yes, and yes. He's called us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that he had a holy nation. Yes, yes, and yes. That he has called out of darkness into his marvelous light. We shine. We shine. Ah, you're so bright. I have to put on my sunglasses. You shine. You rock in your glory. You rock in your brilliance. You rock as the next genius. You are great and greater than anything that has tried to obstruct your path, to annihilate your dreams and your mission in life. Nothing can abort your dream, only you can. You have the power to rethink and to recreate. Yes, you do. You're not so low that you cannot come up. Mm-mm. You can be resurrected right there from right where you are, regardless of what the doctors have said. God bless them. They do what they do. They practice medicine. They do what they do. God bless them. I've got MD friends. I love them. But the best thing you can do for yourself is to have a relationship with the great physician himself. So this word has become flesh and dwelt among us. We saw his glory, John said, as belongs to the one and only begotten Son of the Father. The Son, truly unique, he's the only one of his kind, who is full of grace and truth and absolutely free of deception. And so John repeatedly testified about him and was crying that he was not the one, but there was one coming after him whose shoe latches he was not worthy to unloose. He said, I'm not worthy to take off the man's sandals. I'm not worthy to wash his feet, but he's coming. Oh, he's coming. He's coming. And when this word manifests, it's going to change the dynamics of our society. It's going to change the world. And so much, so much, so much that BC will become AD. It will no longer be because that cross will manifest Christ in such a way that it will change time and all eternity. You see, the words that we're speaking today, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so we must govern whether or not we're speaking death or we're speaking life. When we're speaking death, thinking and saying that I can't have, I can't do, or I don't know what's going to happen to me, or you're allowing fear to come in, you're not reverencing the word that you are. You're not reverencing the Christ inside of you. To learn to reverence him means to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our path. 1 John 4:4 says, not St. John, but over 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So this power that is in us, this word that is within us is greater than anything else that is in the world. Rise up like the nation we are and begin to speak worlds into existence. Instead of wondering what they are going to do, decide what you're going to do and begin to speak those things out of your mouth. Speak the I ams of your life. and abort the fear, abort the hesitation and the procrastination and the stagnation and the stuckiness, abort all of those things and begin to take on the life that Christ died to give us. Yes, he did. He died that we would have life and have life more abundantly. In Galatians 2 and 20, the scripture reads, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life which I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. So this life that I'm living is the life that he's living through me. It's no longer I who lives, but it's Christ who's living on the inside of me. Therefore, it is the word that is living on the inside of me. That's why I said we are the word. Yes, yes, and yes. We are the word. So when we are speaking, we're speaking out of who we are. Because we can't give away what we don't possess. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we are speaking what's really inside. That's why we take time and we put good things in. We put good things in, good things come out. How do we put good things on the inside of us so that we can habitually speak good things? Number one, you certainly take time and read scripture. You do that, right? Oh, yes, I know you do. Read the scripture. You take time to do that. You take time to listen to inspirational teachings here on Out Loud, as well as other powerful networks around the world and people who are putting good information out there. There's so many. There's a wealth of information. Thank God for the internet. Pray for Facebook. Pray for the social media, because we need all of the access to all of these people. Don't you get it? We need access to all of these people. So there's so much good information out here. So we want to continue to build ourselves up, engage coaches and consultants and have talks in your business and workplace for people that can come in and inspire. Your motivation only comes when you want to do something. Recently, I went back to the gym. Was I motivated? Nah, not really. I was not motivated to go back to the gym. But I was inspired to go back. Why? Because I just love being there. Once I remember being there, and I remember how much I enjoyed being there. So finally found one in this rural climate in order to that I could participate in. And I like it. I wasn't motivated, but I was inspired. We need people who can inspire us to make changes, to do things a bit differently, to get out of the box, right? To get out of that place of stuckiness. And when you can't find people to inspire you, you got to inspire yourself. That's what the psalmist David did when he couldn't find anybody else to encourage him. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Yeah, he made himself happy. You can do your own dance, throw yourself a party, be inspired to let your mind stretch. If you're around negative people, oh, get away, get away, get away. It's toxicity. It's like going into mud. You want to divorce things that are pulling you down, dragging you down, because you are too pure to stay in impure places. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the handiwork of God. Look how great you are, that he has impregnated us with his vision, with his mission for our lives. That's why many of you cannot give up, cave in, and quit. That's why you can't stop working all night and, you know, when everybody else is asleep. You can't stop getting up at 3 a.m. when you're the only, your light is the only one on the block, because you're driven not by flesh and blood. You are driven by your Father's DNA. You are driven because of the mission and the vision at hand. You have the word in you, and the word may not have come in long sentences, or you didn't see it being written across the sky, but you heard a voice inside of you. You may have been sitting on the side of a mountain, or sitting on at the beach, or walking through the mall when you heard a voice. There was an idea, there was a message, there was a sound of a song, there was a scripture, there was something that Oprah said, there was something that somebody else said. I don't know who it may have been for you, but it sparked something on the inside of you, and you said, I've got to go and I've got to do that. That's the word coming alive in you. And once you begin to take that little word that you've heard, that one spark, that one motivation, that one inspirational moment, you begin to take that and you act on that, it begins to bloom and blossom, and the greatness that you are will begin to be unveiled. You don't always see your next step, darling, but let me tell you, you will get there if you take the first one, because you can get there because God made you in His image. See? There's the train again, letting us know that we're moving, we're going someplace, and we're going there because of what God has done and how He is creating us in such a powerful way that nothing will stop us. Absolutely nothing. That's another reminder here. We've had two today. Another reminder that we will not be stopped because of what God is doing. Now, I don't know who you are or where you come from, but one thing I know for sure, that you're listening today because you're ready to be mobilized. You're ready. You know that you have greatness on the inside of you. And maybe you got a little lax with your words. And you started saying things that were not true about you, but you're making them true because you keep saying them. You're saying you can't do this and I can't do that. When you can do it, you do have what it is takes on the inside of you. Stop looking at other people as if they're better than you or greater than you, or they can do that because of that, or they had a father at home, or they grew up in money, in wealth. Listen, there are some people who are doing phenomenal things that came from foster homes, that came from battered and abusive situations, that came from death's door and back again to tell their story. And they are doing some amazing things. I know a gentleman who started a business by going to the library and sitting outside and getting on their internet from an old laptop that he had. He started a business and it began to grow. And next thing you know, he became it took some time, but he became a multimillionaire. Why? Because he did not give up, cave in, and quit. He had a word on the inside of him, and he brought that word from the inside to the outside. What is your word that you need to give birth to so that you can become just like that train, just like that locomotive on that track? You can become tenacious and motivated and encouraged to continue your journey. Don't you dare give up, cave in, and quit. You're right there at the point where you are about to get a breakthrough like nothing you've ever seen before. Speaking your words, changing your world, reframe your world by reforming your words. I will put it up there, you'll know. But to take your words and begin to put them in motion so that you can see your world begin to change. I'm telling you, it will happen. It will happen. I'm experiencing it, and I know that you will experience it. Good things are going to happen to you, and you cannot stop them, because you're going to speak what God is speaking over your life. And He said, let there be light in you, and there's light. And so whatever you say, let has an understood subject call you. You let there be. Let it be. Don't reject it. Embrace it. Embrace the newness. Embrace thinking outside of the box. Embrace not being normal. Embrace shining brighter. It's okay. It's okay to be true to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And it's okay for you to keep listening to Intentional right here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And join me during the week for our other 11 a.m. Broadcast for the Energy Bar. I am your 7-Eleven talk show host right here on America Out Loud. And I co-host at 5 p.m. with some awesome women every weekday on life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. Stay tuned. We're about to do some amazing things inside of life, liberty. And don't forget to join us for Viewpoint every Sunday at 10 a.m., the real news show that's bringing life to the airways, and Nozzle at 6 p.m., that's the not so news show. It's a blessing, I assure you. I'm Dr. Faye, and wow, it is incredible to be here with you today and to share this time with you right here on Intentional, your faith-based out loud radio broadcast. Kisses and hugs, everybody. And remember, watch those words.